Good morning, or whatever time it is when you start listening to this. Welcome to First Baptist Church. Unfortunately, you are not here today, but that's all right, because we are going to share with you some updates and announcements, let you know what is going to be happening over the next week or so, and some things that are not going to happen. First and foremost, let me give you an update on things with the church. Obviously, we are canceled for March the 15th. These are your morning announcements for that day. And just to let you know how we got to this place, we've been talking about and monitoring the virus throughout the week. The Deacon Committee has been talking about it throughout the week. We spent time making sure that we had emails and contact information and that our website was ready for any looming shutdown that may come, and ultimately deciding that it would be in the best interest of the church for us not to meet together. Again, this is going to be a week-to-week plan by the Deacon Committee. We're going to continue to evaluate the situation and pray and seek the Lord's guidance as to what we're going to do. Just a couple updates of events that are coming up. Youth group movie night, which is Sunday night, March the 15th, that has been postponed. Pastor George will reach out to the youth group, and we will do that at a later date. The Women's Missionary Society Soup and Sandwich Luncheon, which is this coming Friday, has also been postponed. They will make that up at a future date. As of this point, next Sunday was to be Mission Emphasis Sunday. We will be evaluating what's happening in the community around us, and we will make a call on that in the next few days. I do want to let you know, obviously, we want to make sure as a church that we are staying in contact with you guys. We want to make sure that you have the ability to communicate with us, prayer concerns and struggles. As a church, we want to make sure that we are taking care of our people and taking care of our communities. So first of all, sermons, announcements, special updates are going to be consistently posted on the church's website. That is First Baptist Courthouse, all spelled out, .org. If you go there, you'll be able to hear sermons. I will be doing weekly announcements, and we're gonna be adding some things. If this goes on for some period of time, we'll be adding content to that as well. Again, that's firstbaptistcourthouse.org. You'll be able to get a great deal of information there. On top of that, we are also going to be sending out emails like the ones we sent out earlier this week to update people on what's going on and what activities are going to be happening and aren't going to be happening. We also have some other ideas and other ways of doing ministry that we want to let people know about, so that even if we can't be together physically, we certainly can be together spiritually. Jesus says, when two or more are gathered in my name, I also am there. So even if we can't meet together in a building, does not mean we can't have fellowship as a group of believers. So we have been working this week on updating and making sure we have everyone's email. So hopefully you have been getting the email messages we've been sending out. If not, and you do have an email address, please call Leanne and make sure you get on the email list. Those who do not have email or have access to the internet, we will be calling and doing our best to keep you updated on what's going on. We are working. We will be working this week. We are trying to add some functionality to our website, including a video version of the message and service, as well as hopefully in the future to enable online giving. So just ask you guys to keep those things in prayer, and thank you guys for your patience. Last thing, we really want you to keep us updated on prayer requests, special needs that arise. Obviously, this week things have changed very quickly for a lot of people. As a church, we want to do our best to meet needs where we can, but we cannot meet needs that we do not know about. So please keep in touch with us. Let us know how we can help, and we're going to do our best as even if our lives look a little bit different than they've looked over the last few weeks, we want to do our best to meet the needs of not just our congregation, but of our community.